Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Akaduma dula kanso worola odia tanye Akaduma dula kanso worola nyodomula tanaku.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. So, when Steve Martin said a few minutes ago that he'd changed his mind and thought Jamie Stone's music actually was fantastic and would like to hear a little more of it, you might have been thinking the same thing. Well, I can pretty much guarantee that at least one other person was thinking, yeah, more Jamie Stone. And that person is Jamie Stone. We've caught up with the Canadian banjo player on his current tour. He is driving down the highway in New Mexico somewhere. Hi, Jamie.
Hello, John.
So, how weird was that to hear Steve Martin say, first, I don't know him, so I hate him, and then to kind of think the music was pretty great?
Well, I'm glad he only hated me for, like, what, 30 seconds there? For a second, I thought maybe I wasn't going to get that award next year, but now I guess I'm in the running again.
So I thought all you banjo players knew each other. Steve was unaware of your work. I mean, but there is kind of a community of banjo players, isn't there?
There definitely is. It's a pretty small community, but not small enough, I guess.
Well, you're up there in Canada much of the time. Now, Steve seemed to be especially taken with your work with this West African kora player and singer named Mansa Sissoko. When you did this album called Africa to Appalachia, were you thinking about, you know, the West African roots of the instrument?
Yeah, I definitely was. You know, I heard about the banjo's West African roots about the time I started playing banjo when I was 16, and I was really fascinated, and it seemed like even though people made reference and played some minstrel music, which was sort of the first white adaptation of the African styles, I was never actually hearing African music, and I loved African music then as I do now. And so a couple of years later, as I started hearing more and more music from Mali and started trying some of that music on the banjo in it, and lo and behold, it worked really well. I thought it would be really cool to just explore the whole possibility more deeply. And so I traveled to Mali, West Africa for a few months and came back and collaborated with Mansa and other West African musicians and some of the musicians that I was playing with already here on this continent. So that project was sort of the fruit of, my own exploration, my own relationships with all these musicians and a kind of exploration of the banjo's roots, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, as he left the studio, Steve was saying he wanted to hear more from Jamie Stone, so let's hear a little more from that album called Africa to Appalachia. A little bit of Tree to Tree from Jamie Stone with Mansa Sissoko. Jamie's on the line with us from New Mexico, where he's touring through the Southwest, Canadian banjo player. And we got to hear, you got to hear, Jamie, what Steve Martin thinks of you. What do you think of his banjo playing?
Oh, it's totally great. You know, I listened to him when I was a kid on his comedy records. You know, usually on the B-side, there'd be a couple
right.
of banjo tunes. And it's really amazing to see him. I mean, he just, as an artist, you know, in any given year, he's writing a novel and a children's book and starring in a couple of movies and then touring as much as anybody tours, you know, mm-hmm. playing music. And so he's a little bit of a prolific Renaissance man.
A Renaissance man.
Pretty astounding.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, well, Jamie Stone's newest album is called Room of Wonders. It's music from around the world, even from the tradition of Bach played on the banjo. Jamie is performing in Las Cruces, New Mexico today and has caught up with us on Soundcheck in the wake of being name-checked in a rather peculiar way by Steve Martin. Jamie, it was kind of an interesting moment. Thanks for sharing it with us.
Thank you so much.
This is Soundcheck. Up next, the band Crooked Fingers has a new album out called Breaks in the Armor, and they'll join us in studio for a live performance next.